Whereas the Wrangell Lady Wolves basketball team defeated Metlakatla to place first at regionals, the first time in 25 years.
Woo!
And whereas the members of the Wrangell Girls basketball team are Helen Decker, Abby Armstrong, Abby Gerald, Kaylin Easterly, Maddie Harding, Madison Blackburn, Elizabeth Armstrong, Julie Meathy, Ashley Olson, Jade Balansang, Emma Mar... I must have got that right. Did I get it right? At practice. Emma Mars... Martinson?
Martinson.
Jamie Early, Leanna Carney, and Kendra Meisner. And whereas Lori Brown is the head coach and Caitlin Reeves is the assistant coach, and whereas Kendra Meisner and Jade Balasang both received state sportsmanship awards, and whereas Kaylin Easterly received Player of the Game Award in the match against Unicali, and whereas Helen Decker received Player of the Game Award in matches against Unalaska, and whereas Kaylin Easterly, come on in, you guys. I'll hold up. You guys grab a seat. This is important that you guys are here to hear this. I'm not starting over, though. Sorry. Where did I leave off here? Whereas Helen Decker received Player of the Game Award in the matches against Unalaska, and whereas Kaylin Easterly, Maddie Harding, Helen Decker were named to the All-Conference Regional Team, and whereas Abby Armstrong and Abby Gerald and Helen Decker were named to the All-Star Academic Regional Team, and whereas Abby Armstrong and Abby Gerald were given the Regional Sportsmanship Award. Now, therefore, I, Stephen Prasunka, the Mayor of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, on behalf of all citizens of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, congratulate these fine athletes for their achievement and sportsmanship and commend them on their representation of the community of Wrangell. Signed and sealed on behalf of the City of Borough of Wrangell on this 9th day of April 2019. I want to congratulate you guys. Unfortunately, Assembly Member Decker couldn't be here, but she wanted me to pass along how proud she is as well. We have a copy of this. I'd like to give this to Head Coach Brown. This is the official copy. And then we have a copy for everybody of it. And there's cupcakes, and I think they made it for...
So we can take a break.
I'll gavel us out. We'll break and eat cupcakes. So stand by. Do you want to say anything, Lori?
Well, we just really appreciate you guys, giving us that recognition. These girls have worked really hard. We actually just got done having our awards night up at the school, and so it was fun to be able to go through and remember all that's happened this season. These girls not only took home the championship for regionals, but they also took home the championship trophy for the Rally the Regions tournament at the beginning of the season up in Anchorage. And so I know I can speak for them as well, that we wouldn't be able to do anything that we have accomplished without this amazing community and just all the support that we get. And so we really just want to thank you guys and thank the community for all the hard work and support. So thank you guys.
Thank you. We're going to adjourn at 7:04 for a little break, and we will be back at 7:15. Be taking jobs away.
I think the cupcakes are over, and it's time to go home.
I'm good for a few hours.
That's what's happening.
Thank you.
Well, we have in your packet. This is not as exciting as winning in 25 years, but it's still pretty exciting. Wanted to give you a little update, a quarterly update on the status of the hospital and the progress that we're making with the construction process. But first of all, what we have in your packet is. The slideshow, which we're not going to show a slideshow, we're actually going to show a couple videos. They're called virtual renderings. So you kind of get an inside peek of what the hospital will look like as it gets constructed. If you open up your packet, you'll also see the bio of our new hospital administrator, Letha McCurley-Up. I want to share with you just briefly that we, about 2 weeks ago, had the honor to opportunity to honor Robert Rang, the outgoing hospital administrator, and recognized him for the great work he's done over the last 3 years, and certainly bringing us to the point of being able for search to be here. One of the things that I tell people, and it's just very, very true, especially when you look at some of the process that we've gone through in another community, when you have support of the hospital CEO and then certainly the assembly, but it's hard sometimes to pull or create these arrangements and these mergers affiliations if the hospital CEO isn't supportive. And so we were very blessed that Robert was supportive, understood the issues, key issues, and was supportive certainly of the assembly to move forward about this. Let me just share briefly about Letha Mercurio. Letha is, we're just very excited about her joining Wrangell. She'll be actually moving down here. And Letha's been in the healthcare business for a little over 20 years. And I've had the pleasure of working with her for about 10. And then certainly she's been at Search for about the last 4 years. Letha just comes to us with, and you will just see, just a breath of fresh air, a lot of enthusiasm and passion for healthcare. She is going to be at these various meetings, and you'll get to recognize her face quite well. One of the things she specializes in quality of care and patient experience, and she has certainly been instrumental in helping us in Search improve the patient experience for the beneficiaries and the non-beneficiaries that we have. So very excited that she's going to be coming down here and taking this opportunity. When we knew that Robert was stepping down, we contemplated, you know, how are we going to find someone to replace, because it's such an important position. And one of the things we were just really pleased about was with Letha stepping forward is that opportunity of someone who knows Search really well and also understands small community healthcare and is willing to come down here and live with you for about the next two and a half years and open up the hospital. One of the things that we also are very excited about, I think it's okay to share, is we are working with Carly Allen, who is a local Wrangellite. Is that the right thing, Wrangellite?
Yeah.
To take over as hospital administrator in 2 to 3 years. So we're working with Carly. She's been with AICS and been very successful there. As we come onto the same campus, we come to merge to have her leadership just continue on the legacy of great healthcare here. And actually, Letha and Carly will be kind of joining in a management team structure very shortly as we come together. So with that, I'm going to ask Letha to come forward, share a little bit about herself, as well as give her the first report to the assembly. And I'll be her assistant and help work the other.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, everybody, assembly members. I feel like I've met everybody. You're my last actual group, unless I have to go to kid group, parent-teacher group. Hopefully I don't have to go to that. But you are my last group. I've been meeting with groups over the last couple of weeks. My contract has not even officially started yet, but I feel like I'm already entrenched in Wrangell. It officially starts on Friday. Robert's last day is Friday. So the papers covered me. You have my bio. I'm not even sure what left to tell you about myself. I'm very excited to be moving to Wrangell. I'm pitching to everybody. I'm looking for a place to live. I know some of you are thinking about so we can possibly purchase.
That was a secret.
Mr. Mayor?
Everything's for sale for the right price.
Right. So I believe the paper covered my goals over the next couple of years. Very excited to work with Carly and merge the AICS and WMC staff. She'll be part of the leadership team there, as well as Dr. Prazunka and some of the current WMC employees. We've already started that conversation with parties, and so excited to get the building out of the ground. As you know, there's trees dropping already. I went and tested how long it took a truck to go from AICS to where they're dumping at, and it takes between 5 and 7 minutes, so they're pretty efficient. I actually just followed it all the way out. I was a little nervous following it because I think I was technically off-road with the rental car, but so they're moving pretty quickly, and I'm going to show you the virtual drawings here. But first of all, I'll just share with you some of the dates, the target dates that we have in your packet on no page number. I apologize for that. 410, Dawson publishes the bid packages in the paper. So that is, I believe, the paper comes out on Thursday. Right? Okay. I'm learning stuff pretty quickly down here. Early procurement of steel package and footing. Cut and fill begins, and all the way to the end of May where footing work begins. What is not on here is hopefully we will have a groundbreaking ceremony towards the end of May, where, of course, you all will be invited, and working on the details of that coming forward, and you'll see a formal invitation in the next couple of weeks. Project schedule is on the next page. Looking at hopefully the patients and the residents. I got to get used to that term, residents. Move in by January of 2021. I'm excited to actually meet the residents. I met a couple of them today. It's going to be fun living and working in that environment. Any questions about the project schedule? I don't know how. I'm going to have to learn your protocols if you have open questions.
Well, no, this is very informal. You folks have questions, please just.
Okay.
Are we, as far as the dirt removal and trees and so on, are we on schedule with that? Is that looking
yes,
good?
Yes, we are.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And they're moving there. As you know, they're 6 days a week, 12 hours a day. Hopefully, if there's any inconvenience, you'll let myself know. The superintendent for Dawson is here, as well as Carly Allen. So I will begin more days in Wrangell on the 15th. 3 to 4 days, hopefully, until I find a place and all my belongings could get shipped down here in my truck. So with that, Mr. Neumeister, my Vanna tonight. I love it. He never gets to be my Vanna.
There you go.
So we'll walk you through these virtual renderings. These are pretty cool. This is what actually the facility is going to look like on the exterior. So this is pulling up into the driveway. Dan loves that pole on the right. I think it's going to be removed. I'm not sure. We keep talking about it. Current facility on the left. New part on the right. New part on the left. Trying to match up the colors that are currently there. And we're going to take you around the building. So this is all going to be exterior. Got to go to the. Okay, on the exterior. But we didn't walk around the whole back. Okay. So as we walk into the entrance, this is what you will see. It's moving so quick.
Pharmacy.
Pharmacy community room. Holy cow.
We're running. We're trying to get to the
ER.
You're
through the wrong entrance.
You're 5-hour energy shot.
You do give me 5-hour energy, but I still can't talk that fast.
You're ready to go?
Okay. Okay, walk in. Here's registration on the right, waiting on the left. Okay, now you can run.
I'll stop.
Okay, we're entering. This pharmacy is going to be on the right. Okay, you could go ahead.
I'm so glad they're moving.
The community room, which is the current conference room, right there on the right. And they will have sliding doors so that you can have meetings in there. Lots of natural light, lots of light colors. We want it to be bright and cheery and not too many patterns, not too many floor colorings, those kinds of things. So we're keeping it very clean and modern. Mr. Neumeister.
This is where we're thinking about putting the legacy wall.
I'm right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
A nice long wall that will allow us to really honor the history of health care in Wrangell over the years.
First station. So all of the ancillaries are going to be past this registration station. You should always be able to see a person as you're walking down the facility, so that if you're lost, you have questions. It's all about the patient experience, and so somebody will be here to answer questions, to navigate, and to check you in to your ancillary radiology, those types of appointments. Another waiting on the right. Go ahead. Okay, we passed PT. PT was the green on the left in the back. Did it even take us into PT at all? Okay. Here is where we're entering long-term care, the acute care side. It's a nursing station there. You go ahead. Down the long hallway of the acute care. Oh, no, sorry, we're in skilled nurse, long-term care. Again, trying to keep the colors bright. We learned a lot about what the elder population sees in regard to colors, flooring, textures,
Mr. Mayor.
Did you say acute care was at the front end of that?
Yes.
Okay, and that was, is it four beds that can be doubled up to eight?
Yes.
Okay. So long-term care will not be wandering where the acute care beds are?
Correct, and it's different coloring as well on the walls for helping to navigate if you get lost.
If I may, when you got to the nurse's station, if you had gone straight, you would have gotten to acute care.
Oh, so yeah, they're not on the same hallway.
No, okay, no, good. They're in different hallways. And again, they also have different colorings. We learned a lot, which I didn't know, a lot about how our elders see things, and they're blurred, their corneas, I guess, start wearing down, and the vision could be blurred, or their colors look different.
Are you wearing red?
I'm sorry? I said elders. Dad didn't, of course, didn't look up. So, and also the textures and the depth of the flooring. I mean, we really learned a lot about, the architects really taught us a lot about how our elder population sees things. Okay.
We also use the mayor as an example.
For elder population?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's okay, he won't be coming back to present. Going into a room. Here is a single room, and again, we tried to keep it bright, but what I learned today is our residents, current residents, really enjoy their blue hues. I learned that today. So very light colors, again, trying to keep it bright and cheery due to the lack of sunshine we have here.
And the individual bathrooms in each room?
No, they're individual sinks, shared bathrooms.
Okay.
So they all have a vanity to brush their teeth,
right?
Comb their hair.
Two rooms share one bathroom.
It, correct.
It joined in between.
Yes. So here we have the sitting area, dining. They have their own kitchen if they want to do cooking classes, or somebody wants to come in and cook for them. Maybe I'll be with them learning how to cook in the kitchen. go ahead, Dan. Moving along.
There's an outdoor patio as well outside of the dining room area, correct?
Covered patio out there where we can barbecue or plant a garden or... Sitting area. Okay, go ahead. You're going to help me move along? Is that what you said? Okay. Private dining, if they want to bring a family dinner in. There'll be an electronic fireplace. Do we have the ER? No ER? Okay. I guess we're going to bring this to you in pieces. So there you have it. Do you have any questions, comments, feedback?
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Was there an area for a chapel or maybe services? Where would that be?
It is in the... Did we put it in the transitional hall again? I'm not remembering.
It's right next to the PT.
Right. It's it's non-denominational.
Right. So as you enter, it's close. So
a place to pray.
The meditation room.
Meditation, pray, yeah.
Yeah, right next door.
Do we come up with a plan for the EMT room?
There is an EMT room.
Doing reports.
Yes, and Carly, that is unique to Wrangell. I did learn that. So there, it's a pretty good room. There's a viewing, I guess, where if we have a deceased resident or patient, that the family says their goodbyes in there, as well as the EMTs after a trauma debriefing, I guess. So that is new to me. Carly did educate me on that, but yes, there's going to be a conference room table in there with the windows into.
Perfect.
So I will, the next time then on my homework list is the ER and the outdoor patio, walk you into PT and the ancillary areas.
Acute care, too.
Acute care, yes, ma'am.
Any other questions, folks?
I do have some more.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to make sure everybody's comfortable for you to move on.
Okay. Sure. There's three slides left on the finance page. You have in front of you this, I believe some of this was presented by Mr. Neumeister at your last meeting. Already have transferred the $130,000 back to the city. The legacy bank accounts, and I apologize for the typo on the second bullet, Medicaid cost report was delivered in March of 2019 to the city. PTO and collection expenses were covered by search, and the city has paid back the $400,000, and we anticipate approximately $275,000 in accounts receivable to be coming to you. Any questions, finance? And if you prefer this projected next time, just let me know if you don't want
paper copies. I prefer this, actually.
I like this.
Yeah.
You like the paper copies? Like perfect. Human resources, the top two bullets are the same as Dan presented on the last report. There has been offers extended to a radiology technician, a physical therapist, a dietary aide, activities aide, and a clinical informaticist. The radiology tech and the clinical informaticist come as a pair to us. One of my first goals is to dig into the staffing and reduce our number of temporary and traveling staff that we have down here. So we've already been, it's what I've been digging my teeth into the last 2 weeks already. Under operations, the medical staff bylaws, we're going to consolidate the medical staff bylaws to be one medical staff, really around efficiency, just have a joint medical staff. Dr. Bruhl is our newly appointed chief medical officer. He is joining us on May 6th. He plans on visiting actively all of our locations and engaging the medical staff and really combining them as one unified medical staff. So you'll be seeing him rotating. He actually wants to practice, I think, and do rotations through the hospital when he's down here in Wrangell. Swedish Specialty Care, that is an affiliation that Search has undergone with Swedish, and our first clinic is in the end of April at Mount Edgecombe Hospital in Sitka is the dermatology clinic. We are bringing six specialists to Southeast, cardiology, rheumatology, urology, neurology, dermatology, missing anology, ENT. It's not even anology. Oh, otolaryngology. Yes. So ENT. So really going to start ramping that up in May. So we'll have specialists and we'll be sharing all of that information with the community actively via Facebook mostly, social media. So you'll be seeing a lot of specialty care rolling out throughout Southeast. Chemotherapy, until the new hospital is built, we have a plan to continue to treat local chemotherapy patients. So I'm not sure, I have not really got the numbers on how many we have here, but we will continue to treat them as Wrangell Medical Center has done in the past. That is it for tonight. Happy to answer any other questions about Search, about little I know about Wrangell Medical Center, about myself.
Thank you very much, Letha. And please know that we view ourselves very much as your partner.
Thank you.
And if you run into issues, you have a great resource in Lisa to come. And also know that the Assembly is very supportive of everything that you're doing. So we want to make sure that we continue on in the great partnership that we already have. And welcome to Wrangell.
Thank you.
We'll hopefully find you some place to live.
Talk to Dr. Przemka and do it. Maybe,
you know. Yeah, there you go.
My office will be in Robert's old office, and okay. So my door is always open. I will be practically living at the hospital, really, unless I find a place to live. So. Thank you so much, and nice to meet all of you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
To that end, you were just talking about us as a resource. Letha and I have a meeting tomorrow morning.
Excellent. Fantastic. Okay. Moving on to roll call, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Here.
Morrison?
Here.
DeLong?
Here.
Decker?
Powell.
Here.
DeBoer.
Here.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Here. Under persons to be heard, we have one person for a invocation tonight, Nettie Cobalt with the Presbyterian Church. Nettie, would you come up to... You got a broken wing there.
Just wounded.
I'm sorry.
Just a wounded wing.
Wounded.
Yeah. Please join me in prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come and gather and plan and work and celebrate. Celebrating the youth of our town and their many accomplishments and all of the adults that support them. We thank you for the business of the new hospital, the moving forward and the plans that we can see on paper and on video, and that 2021 is pretty close. We thank you for all the hands that are involved in that change. Be with this group here, the ones behind the mics as they lead this community, and the ones in the audience that are here to be part of that. Be with everyone today. We ask this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Nettie.
We have no other persons to be heard. Thank you, Letha. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any amendments to the agenda? No amendments to the agenda. Moving on to conflicts of interest. Hearing no conflicts. Consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a fairly lengthy report to give you this evening, but I will try to keep it as short as possible. So as the basketball coach said earlier tonight, the generosity of this community knows no bounds. And I have three examples of generosity with regard to the city that I would like, the city and borough that I'd like to bring up. The first is just a reminder that in memory of Ann Phillips at her memorial service, participants were asked to provide donations to the Friends of the Friends of the Library in lieu of flowers. And I have reported this already to the Assembly by email, but the library has received $1,500 in donations because of that call. And my heart goes out to the relatives and family of Ann Phillips and thanks them for that. I also want to give a huge thank you to the Williams Family Trust and Cindy Kilpatrick, who together donated $1,250 to the library for digitizing Wrangell Newspapers Project. We're applying for a federal grant for that as well, and so their contribution will be match funding to that, and we thank them as well. And then finally, the Parks and Recreation Department is the recipient of an amazing gift from Gathered and Grown Botanicals, which is owned by Angie Flickinger. Gathered and Grown Botanicals was the first business to contribute to helping our parks this year. Angie allocated a percentage of the business holiday sales to the park initiative in the sum of $300. And additionally, she has selected our youth sponsorship program for their give back program. So 0.2% of all product sales will be donated to Parks and Rec to ensure that youth have an opportunity to participate in our summer recreational seasonal program, which empowers kids to get active and play outdoors. And I really want to thank her and her business for stepping up to support our youth through Parks and Rec. Just an amazing, amazing contribution. Speaking of other contributions, the staff submitted the reimbursement request to SEPA today or yesterday for our diesel run. And the amount of that reimbursement is $572,873. So you can imagine what that burden would have been to the ratepayers if SEPA were not reimbursing us for that. There is roughly the totals I don't think had been factored in yet, but an estimated $90,000 was spent on oil as well, which we are not being reimbursed for as of yet. So that's something that we're having to shoulder the burden on. But I just want to reiterate, the cost of the diesel run is not being passed on to the ratepayers because SEPA is reimbursing the city for that. So we're very happy. In other financial news, as you all are aware, the city is involved in a lawsuit, and the financial responsibility of that falls to the borough and to our insurance company. Initially, I had advised the assembly that we were responsible for a $10,000 deductible. I was advised last Thursday by our insurance agent, and that was followed up with a follow-on conversation with our attorney, that because this is considered employment practices liability, and our policy speaks very clearly to that, that not only are we responsible for the $10,000 deductible, but 50% of all legal fees as well. So the first bill for March was submitted by Levesque and a Levesque Law Group to both APEI, our insurance agent, and us, and our 50% share of March's bill is $2,405.
So thus far, in total, then we spent over $5,000 already on this lawsuit, correct?
$5,000, correct, the total bill. So the total bill would be $4,810 in legal fees so far has been spent. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Doing very good job of math there, am I? Yes, $5,000. So as Dan and Letha mentioned, the hospital site work has begun, and Dawson Construction, who is the prime contractor, is working with Ketchikan Ready Mix, who is their subcontractor on the earthwork. And Dawson is coordinating with us as regularly as they can, and any notices will be put both on the borough's Facebook page and on our website as well. So.
Awesome. Can I say something? So we do have the site in the back here. If anybody wants to come in, right, Amber, and look through the plans and such. So, and there's the phone number for after hours contact and such. So, and we've also created a site on our web page for people to look at stuff, right?
Yeah, the web page, Dawson asked that the city share their information about the project, so we offered to make a web page, and so we'll post what they share with us.
So just one more way for people to get information about the project. I attended the farewell party for Hospital Administrator Robert Rang last night, and as Letha and Dan said, we wish him all the best in his new endeavors and thank him for all his work. I wanted to let the assembly know that the police chief position is posted in, I think, 6 or 7 different places. Alicia?
7.
Okay. So that's out there, and we posted roughly a month, just shy of a month.
Sorry, can I ask where it's posted?
I will get you a list, but off the top of my head, it's posted on the Alaska Municipal League website, the Alaska Police Standards Council, the Alaska Association of Chiefs of Police, the State of Alaska job site.
There's a national job site as well.
And I think a National Standards Council, Police Standards Council as well. That we may be missing one in there, but those are the...
I think we count our website as well.
Oh, here. Right, okay. And the borough website.
Thank you.
Senate Bill 50, we have been asked by the Alaska Municipal League if we would be interested in providing a letter of support regarding Senate Bill 50. It is an act imposing an annual education facilities, maintenance, and construction tax on net earnings from self-employment and wages, and providing for the administration and enforcement of that. And so I can pass that information along to the assembly, and if the assembly should so desire, we could provide some supporting information. There are a number of other communities that have passed resolutions of support, so just something to think about in light of the fact that the House has decided to continue the discontinuation of repayment of bonded indebtedness for school bond indebtedness. We've been holding budget meetings the last couple of weeks, almost continuously the last couple of weeks, and then again today, and we will have some more tomorrow and Thursday, finishing things up. That includes the capital budget as well. And last week, it included a meeting with Lee and myself and the director of IT for search. And we have a workable solution, and that is in the budget for you guys to review. So we will have, if this is something you decide you want to support, we will have contract IT staff and a budget for IT items and for you to review. At the last meeting, the assembly passed the SEPA bond refinancing, and there were a number of questions there, and I have the answers to those, and those should be out by email very shortly. Okay. But I've pulled all that information together for you and was able to get some information from SEPA as well. So we've got the answers to those questions, and I'll get those out to the assembly. On the agenda tonight is what we're sort of calling the initial phase of the power generation solution project with the purchase of this cat-in-the-box out of California. And I just wanted to let the assembly know that I have gotten verbal confirmation over the phone from the director of the Nome Joint Utility Service, and he actually is the acting city manager for Nome right now as well. And those generators are ours, and I had a meeting yesterday afternoon by phone with the attorney, and he is in the process of working on what we're calling a disposal/acquisition agreement that will be signed by both parties, so that all of the terms and conditions of this are set in stone. And our attorney knows the Nome city attorney very well, and the Nome Joint Utility Service is a subsidiary of sorts of the city of Nome, but as I was told, is not held to the same surplus standards as the city is, similar to the city and borough of Wrangell. But our attorney was going to check with the Nome attorney just to make sure that everything was okay, and we'll work out any of the details in that agreement. So he's working on that. One of the other items we talked with the attorney about was the personnel regs, and I'll be talking with the staff at the staff meeting tomorrow about scheduling a time where we can go over the personnel regs and get a list to Shane Levesque about where we think the biggest deficiencies are in the personnel regs, and getting that to him so that we can get that project started. But we also need to get you a budget as well, so that's something you can approve and we can move forward on that. I met with reps from Trident last week, and unbeknownst to me, and I think maybe anybody else, no one realized that the cold storage lease that we have with them actually expires on Friday. So we will be renegotiating that with them and bringing that to the assembly for approval in the next month sometime. In the interim, it'll just go into holdover, so nothing will transpire to change the contents of that agreement in the interim, but we'll be working on that renegotiation. Sorry, to my next page here. The Public Works Director and the Water Supervisor are in the process right now of actively working on a water management strategy for this summer, and that'll be on the agenda for the next meeting for the Assembly to discuss and review. The sealed bids for the Edelin lots that are out on the market right now are due on April 12th, and we'll report out to the Assembly what the results of those bids are. Hopefully there will be many of them. Bids are also due back on April 23rd for the public safety building roof and siding project, and that will be on the agenda for April 30th for approval by the Assembly. Just a friendly reminder to the community that property tax assessment appeals are due by April 19th. And story time at the library, the last three dates are coming up April 11th, 18th, and 25th. And the stories are Have You Seen the Birds? On April 11th, Hooray for Hoppy on April 18th, and How Do You Know It's Spring on April 25th. So we encourage anyone who enjoys story time to get out and spend a little bit of time at the library. And the first couple of community markets will be taking place at the Nolan Center. The first is coming up this Saturday, the 13th, and then the 27th again from 10 to 1. Alicia Mullen and myself attended a call with AML on Amazon, the Amazon sales tax issue. There were communities from across the state, and I mean from way out on the chain to way up north to way down south. It was crazy. And so everybody got to tell their story of how things were going in their community. I'm pleased that we are one of the first communities, it sounded like to me, that has who did not already have something on the books, who has passed an ordinance changing things so that we are so that we're able to collect tax. And I reported that our plan is to, when the first check comes in, the first quarter check comes in from Amazon, if somebody has an appeal, feels like they shouldn't have paid tax because we didn't have a law on the books, that we will be keeping that money. And if somebody wants to provide us with their with their receipts. We'll be working it through some sort of a refund process here, but there aren't a lot of other communities that have their ducks in a row, but stuff has been coming in incrementally and in varying degrees of completeness, etc. So all sorts of growing pains, but AML is working diligently to facilitate one entity coming together, one statewide entity for sales tax coming together, and there's going to be a meeting to discuss this stuff in June in Anchorage. So we'll see about if it's reasonable for somebody from the borough to participate in that, but they're working diligently on that so that this becomes a matter of standard practice for all online retailers for communities that collect sales tax across the state. I've been working with Ray Matuszewski, our state lobbyist, and Randy Ruaro, who is Senator Stedman's chief of staff, and they have prepared an amendment to our hospital grant that will be submitted as part of the capital budget when it's discussed in the Senate. So amending that grant so that all of our items related to the hospital legal fees should be retroactively eligible for payment. So we're working on that. The other thing that we're working on with them and have provided a considerable amount of information on is the airport generator. I have no idea where that will go in this fiscal climate, but they're working on that as well.
I'm sorry, Lisa, just on the airport generator. If it is not something that the state can help us out with, I would like us to talk with our electrical department about other options that we might have to be able to get runway lights up in the event of an emergency. And I don't know what that means if we got to go out there and cut into their damn power supply to do it, but if we have a disaster here and we can't land a Herc with a bunch of stuff to come help us, we're in trouble. So I don't think we can just leave this to the state. If the state can't come through with the money we need for their airport, then we need to come up with options. And I don't know what those will look like, but we need to figure something out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
With this generator, they're getting this in a container. Can you take that out to the airport, or is that too big?
That would be, I would have to default to
no,
the
electric. It could service that kind of function, yes.
If something happens?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the big thing is going to be, because it's an airport and there's standards and the right. FAA and all this stuff, but something versus nothing, and even if we have a disaster plan, which is that we don't no longer care about the FAA because we're in a pickle,
exactly.
We're going to go out there with a chainsaw mm-hmm. and hack our way into their system.
Probably be a good idea to talk to our local DOT representative
yep.
and our electric folks and see what some options.
I think that's
be.
A great idea.
Okay.
But I guess what I'm saying, Lisa, is that we have to wait till next year. It's not a plan. I really want us to have a plan of something that if we are in trouble in this community and we don't have the ability to run our runway lights, we have to have a plan.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Congressman Don Young will be in Wrangell on Sunday and Monday and with his new statewide director, Daniel George, and they've requested a meeting with the Assembly and staff at 10 a.m. on Monday. And Kim has gone ahead and taken the liberty of posting that meeting as a work session in case we end up having a quorum. So anybody that's able to attend, please do. And Mr. George has also asked if maybe the mayor and me would be willing to join the congressman in a drive about to talk about Wrangell and, you know, areas of interest on Sunday. So we may be doing that if that works out. The other thing I wanted to let the Assembly know is that we received the Wrangell Medical Center final audit for the partial year from July 1 to October 31st, and I have a copy of that. I will forward that to the clerk, so anybody that would like it, it's in PDF, so I can email it to any Assembly member that would like it, or we can print a copy off for you if you would like to come in and get a copy. But I will, to quote the audit, the results of our test disclosed no instances of non-compliance or other matters that are required to be reported under government audit standards. So I think that means everything's okay. But I will tell you, I have not read it from cover to cover yet. So,
But that was the management report?
Yes, yeah, the stub audit that we needed to have done.
Okay.
And my assumption is, had there been a finding or areas of concern, it was the Wrangell Medical Center staff that forwarded that to me, and my assumption is I would have been contacted by Search already if there had been some anomalies in there as well. And then finally, the Parks and Rec director and I will be attending the Chamber Board meeting tomorrow regarding the venue change for fireworks coming up the 3rd of July. So, anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
Is there going to be somebody from the fire department there as well?
My assumption is that there will be, but I can double check.
I just think it'd be a good idea in case they have, you know, they're ultimately responsible for it. So.
Yep. Okay, I'll check on that in the morning.